y'all, it's Amelia Rose and welcome to C'est La Me. I hope you are doing really great. I hope you're having a good Wednesday. I'm having a pretty good week. I'm recording this, it's Monday. I'm having a very busy week. I have meetings, I have photo shoots, I have just a lot to get done this week, you know. It's one of those, which is fine. I like busy weeks, but it's like some of the tasks that I have, like different photo shoots and stuff, are like I'm a little anxious about, and so I'm kind of like and like they occur at the end of the week and I can't like get it over with, but I have some really fun things too, so it's a lot. And then I also have things that I need to get done, like this podcast for instance, and so I need to do the podcast, which I'm doing now, and I'm speaking at an event in like a couple of weeks, and I need to get like my speech or talk or whatever prepared, and I've done some of it, like I've gotten a good chunk of it kind of under my belt, but I need to fine tune, I need to practice and blah blah blah. I'm like I'm speaking about my grandfather who was a hybridizer, and he created azaleas, and he created all these beautiful azaleas. I actually have one named after me, surprise, and so I'm talking about him at this event, and it's at the Festival of Flowers. Might as well just go ahead and tell you, I'm very excited about it. I'm just really looking forward to it, but also, you know, it's I want it to sound good and all of that, so I need to do that. And then I have some work things that I need to do and just like things to check off, so it's just kind of all over the place, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling very nice. The weather's great, which is awesome. It's super nice. I think we're supposed to have rain later this week at some point, so I'm really savoring the sun while I can. But yeah, it's a good busy week. This weekend was great. I went shopping. I celebrated my dad's birthday with the rest of my family, and that was super fun. We did kind of a progressive dinner type of situation, and we went around to like a few different places downtown, and that was great, and that went off really well. We're very good planners. I'm very impressed with us, because all the kids are grown, but we all kind of planned that, and that was really nice. And then I just kind of got some things done yesterday. I went on for a walk. I actually went for a walk, and then part of it, we ran part of the way, and let me tell you, I don't like running. I've never liked running. I always thought runners were like insane. I kind of want to start running now, because I was kind of like, wait, this doesn't feel bad. Like, I kind of want to see how far I can go. And I want to be one of those girls, like I've always admired girls, especially, like who ran. And I just thought they were so cool and whatever. Well, I want to be one of them. So, and I was kind of like, wait, maybe I could do that. So who knows? Probably not. But, you know, I was just like, I would love to go for a run around my neighborhood. But that was really nice. Just kind of a relaxing weekend. And then I started to get like Sunday scaries, where I was like, oh my gosh, this week is so busy. Which is the point I am at right now. Even though it's Monday, I'm still kind of like, but yeah, no, it was a great weekend. So that was nice. All too short, but really nice. All right, that's kind of the only intro that I have got. Oh, wait, no. Okay, so I don't know if like how long you've been listening, but if you've been listening for a while, at least since last summer, you'll remember that the Nappies Awards, the podcast, and I individually was nominated for them. And nominations, I just saw today, nominations for, or like, voting for nominations, not for finalists, but nominating people, basically. That voting opens up Wednesday, which is when this episode drops. It opens up at noon, I believe. So if you are, I'll include it in the show notes, but if you feel like you want to vote for me, for, what was I doing? It was content creator last year, me personally. And then if you want to vote for the podcast for best local podcast, that would be fun. If you want to do that, you can vote once a day. You can vote once, you can vote however many times you would like. But yeah, that's just nominations. I would definitely let you know if I end up being a finalist, if the podcast ends up being a finalist, because that would be great. But yeah, I'm kind of hopeful this year, but we'll see. My area actually has a lot of really good podcasts, and really good writers and content creators. So I'm, you know, just holding my breath and just wanted to kind of see if I could get nominated again. That would be great. But anyway, that's kind of it. All right, let's get into obsessions. Okay, my first obsession is actually Depop. I downloaded it to look at someone's Depop link in whatever, like their storefront. And then I got on there, and as I usually do on like secondhand websites, I'm like typing in Taylor Swift merch and, you know, all of this stuff. And it's a really fun place. Like, I'm actually impressed by Depop. And so it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of interesting. I have never shopped on there. And it's kind of dangerous, to be honest, because I don't want to spend a ton of money. I'm really trying to curb my spending, even though I do need new clothes. I don't need Taylor Swift merch for clothes because I need stuff to wear to work, you know? And so trying not to spend money, but I'm like just now getting into Depop. I mean, I'm so, so late. But yeah, I'm kind of late to it, but I'm enjoying it. It's a new platform and it's kind of fun. And I might sell some stuff on there. Who knows? All right, the next obsession that I have, and this is a weird obsession, like it's not an obsession, but it's just something that I am enjoying recently. Obsessions can be very loose or very like, oh yeah, I'm obsessed. But something that has made my life easier in the last like week or so is a kitchen scale. Now, I have been trying to track my protein and whatever because like I want to be like toned and lean and whatever. And so I have been trying to track my protein, but I haven't used a kitchen scale until now. And let me tell you, I used it yesterday, and I've used it like since then. Oh my gosh, like it's so nice to have an accurate measurement of like your food. Like I'll do like a cup of chicken or something. Well, yesterday I weighed my chicken in grams, and it was just, to me, felt much more precise. So that is something that is going to be probably tedious, but something that I definitely want to keep up. Because I'm like, well, I mean, it can be so, like, exciting to be able to measure things so precisely. And maybe I'll see some real change. So who knows? I'm excited about that. Okay, and my last obsession is thrift shopping. Because I went thrift shopping with my sister this weekend. And I got a decent amount of things that were decently nice. Actually, they were actually really nice. I don't just buy junk because I'm like, oh, it's cheap, you know? But I bought some dresses, and I bought like a top. I actually bought this one dress that I'd seen on Taylor Swift that I was actually looking at on Depop. And the girl wanted to sell it to me for $50, which I'm sure it was like a Reformation dress. So I was like, that's a decent deal. But then I saw one that was like a look-alike dress, like so randomly saw it. And I was like, this fits perfectly. And it's like $10. I think it was actually $8. And so I was like, okay. So I messaged the girl back because I was asking her some questions just to make sure it was fit and all that. And then I messaged her back and I was like, so I found a lookalike thrift shopping. I'm so sorry. Don't waste your time. But, you know, so that was a great find. And I just really enjoy, like, it takes time. And I spent a Saturday morning looking through things. And so it does take time to find some decent things. But once you find some decent things, you buy it, you go home, you wash it, and then you wear it. Like, it's great. So I really enjoy thrift shopping. Oh, something exciting. I also got that time off in April that I was talking about. I was like, oh, I shouldn't say this on the podcast. It was like the last episode. I was like, I probably shouldn't say I'm excited about this because it hasn't been approved. But like, I'm hoping to take a week off in April. Well, it got approved, so I might go thrift shopping then. I just have some fun plans. I just am excited for a little bit of a break, kind of a spring break. I'm giving myself a spring break, and I'm so excited about it because I haven't had one since college, which hasn't been that long ago, but my gosh, it feels like forever. So I'm excited about that. That's probably also an obsession of mine because time off, love it. All right, so this episode, you can tell by the title, Ultimate Music Recommendation, you know, whatever. And it was actually presented to me as like a request by a listener. And I have never thought to do an episode like this, but I was like, you know what? I actually didn't know what I was going to record because I was supposed to have like something with a guest, and then their schedule fell through. And so I was like counting on that being like the episode that I was releasing. And so I was like, I have no clue what to record. And normally I have things drafted, but I just wasn't really in the mood for any of what I already had written down. And then I was going through like any like DMs or emails or whatever. And I saw that one person had said, can you do this episode? And I was like, wait, yeah, sure I can. So I'm into it. I'm very excited. So let's get started. I'm going to recommend artists, so some of my favorite artists, and then also going to tell you some of my favorite songs at the moment. Not of all time, because that's just going to be a lot of Taylor Swift, to be honest. And it's just going to be like too hard to like narrow down. I'm going to recommend some songs. I'm going to recommend some artists, and hopefully there'll be people or whatever that you are interested in listening to. Okay, so first, my favorite artists, Taylor Swift. Duh. I'm not going to spend too long on this, but yes, I love her so much. Really, really love her. She's great. Second favorite artist, or like, not really in any, I think these two are my top, and then the rest just kind of fall whenever, and I'm not like a huge fan of, like, I'm a casual fan of other people, but these top two, Taylor Swift, and then Maisie Peters, who's my second artist, I'm probably like a bigger fan of. I love Maisie Peters. Her lyrics are super smart. I love her like brand. I know it sounds weird, but like, you know, her personality has now become like her brand. And I love it. It's really fun. And it's just, I don't know. She has just a very specific type of songwriting. Like, there's a song where she opens up and she says, "I guess I'm disappointed that you didn't marry Christmas your way back into my life. And I know that there's still New Year's, but by New Year's, you're a very different person. So you really only got like a 5-day gap before I really can't tolerate your BS anymore, because I swore I'd be a non-BS tolerating kind of girl." And I'm like, who, that's the verse. And I'm like, who does this? And it's like a speak, sing kind of verse. And I just think it's so smart. And she's like so unafraid of just stating things and being kind of quirky and just writing what she wants to write. And like in one of her songs, she's like, 5-1, do you think that I'll grow anymore? Then you hear, no. And then she's like, you're probably, what'd she say? Like, you're right. Like, I guess Ellen was right. She always references her sister. And she doesn't need to be like, oh, my sister Ellen. Like, she's just like, Ellen. Everyone's gonna know who Ellen is. And so I just think she's super smart songwriter. Like, lyrically, I think that's why Taylor Swift and Maisie Peters are probably like higher up on my likes list, because their lyrics are fabulous. Don't get me wrong, tunes, instrumentals, beats, hooks, all of them so good, but also just their lyrics are amazing. I really want to see Maisie Peters live. I hear she puts on a really good show, and she had like some American dates in the last fall, something like that. And I didn't end up going, and I'm sad because I really wanted to see her. So I do have her like on Ticketmaster and all that, so that maybe I'll be able to go. I don't know. Next time she plays live. All right. The next artist or band, I guess, that I like is 21 Pilots. Such unique lyrics again. Really like their music, really like their vibe. I will admit their last album, Scaled and Icy, I was not a fan. I tried to listen to it, I just never got into it. I wasn't like a hater. I didn't hate it, but I just never got into it. But like Blurry Face and Trench, and is there other one called just 21 Pilots with their grandpas on the cover? Whatever that one's called. I'm actually looking it up because I want to. Because now it's bothering me that it might not be called 21 Pilots. And I'm just like, oh, is that called 21 Pilots? Vessel. Why did I think it was called 21 Pilots? But I think I started listening with Vessel and then Blurry Face, Trench. And yeah, so I really enjoy their music. They're going through a new era right now. I'm very excited about it. I remember watching their Nico and the Niners. I think it was Nico and the Niners music video or Jumpsuit or all of them. From Trench, basically, and was just saying, like trying to break down their, like, lore. It was basically, like, Taylor Swift Easter egg, 21 Pilots style, and that was just really fun, and I just enjoy their music. All right, the next artist slash band that I'm going to recommend is Skillet. I love this band. I love their sound. They're really amazing. They have been a band for a long time, so they encompass a lot of genres. They really kind of go with like a lot, like they evolve really well. Like, they have a lot of the like early aughts type of like garage band sounding rock music, which I love, old classic rock. But then now they've gone heavier, and then they've also gone more like into using like synthesizers and like a little bit more, not pop because they're still heavy metal, but using a little more modern elements. And they're just a really, really good band. And I don't know what else to say about them, but they're amazing. I think the members are great. They're funny. And they've just been, they're very loyal to each other, which I really enjoy. Because I just think that I like to see bands who are loyal to each other. And it doesn't seem like there's any drama going on or anything like that. It's really just like, no, we love making music and we love doing it together. So, yeah, they've had members come in and out and all that, but for the most part, they really have this core group, and it's really fun to watch. Now, I actually am going to plug an artist that I really like. She is also a podcaster. She is one half of the Gals Guy podcast, which I love them. I think they're so fabulous, and I would love to have them on my show. But Hannah Adams, she is like a great like singer-songwriter, artist. I don't know how she describes herself, so I don't want to mess it up. She is a 29-year-old American singer-songwriter from North Carolina. Cool. Okay. Some people, like, artists who don't describe themselves as singer-songwriters get, like, offended if anyone were to ever tell them that they're a singer-songwriter. I don't know. And she actually just recorded her EP, and it is really good. It's called Wanted. She recorded it last year, and I just really enjoy her music. I really like Talk About You. That's one of my favorites from that EP. And yeah, it's really good. She's hilarious too, because she's part of the podcast, The Gals Guide, and I really enjoy her music. So I'm going to also recommend her. And then I feel like I'm trying to think of other artists. Like, I like Carrie Underwood. I'm just going to, like, rattle off names. So I really like Carrie Underwood. I like her voice. She's cool. She has good vocals. Alec Benjamin, his stuff is catchy. Rosie Carney, she is really good. She has an album called Bear, which I really like and think is beautiful. And is she Irish? Let me look it up. She Irish? She is. Okay, cool. I know my artist. NF, I really like. Icon for Hire, I like. Nothing But Thieves, I like their sound. I'm actually kind of exposing myself here because I really am into heavier music, especially recently. I don't know. I've just been really jamming out to like Evanescence and Flyleaf and Nothing But Thieves and Icon for Hire and stuff. So that's been kind of fun. Alessia Cara, I really liked her first album, and I liked her second album too, but I would say like her first album was probably my favorite. And then in the meantime, I got into a couple of them, but I don't know, her first album did something for me, and then the other two were a little bit like not as my favorite. Paramore, like Paramore. That's kind of it. Like, I mean, I listen to other artists, like one-off artists, but those would be the artists that I really enjoy listening to pretty repetitively. Okay, so I have broken down some of my favorite songs at the moment. It's really hard to narrow down, and they're not in any particular order. This is just, you know, songs that I really enjoy listening to, and things that I've either found recently or just been into recently, have been on repeat, all of that. And so, yeah, I think I have about 13 tracks, so let's go ahead and dive into those. So the first song that I've really been listening to recently is Rebel Child by Dylan. So I found her through Maisie Peters, because I think they were, like, maybe doing a festival together. I forget. And she was somehow on her Instagram, or she, like, said, like, oh, she just came up with a song or this album. It's amazing. So I ended up finding that song. I think this is where I found it. I really hope that I'm not, like, mixing it up, but I'm pretty sure that I found her through there. And she's great. Amazing. Like, I really like the song. It's really good, and it's just catchy. I actually listened to the acoustic version before I listened to the actual, like, studio, like, original version. And it's so fun. I just think it's kind of okay. She does this counting part. She says, I'm coming in hard. I'm coming in 1, 2, 3. The spark you saw is now the light. I'm burning up like dynamite. Tonight it's time you realize I'm going in hard. I'm going in 1, 2, 3. And I just really like the cadence of those lyrics. It just, reading lyrics like that reminds me of when I used to write songs. Not to say that I would have written those lyrics. I like those lyrics a lot better than anything that I wrote when I was songwriting. I need to get back into that, guys. I love songwriting. That'll be a bucket list thing. I'll probably do that before I get into writing. Haha. But it just reminds me of like how lyrics can then be put to music and how like the music can emphasize the feelings that you're writing about. And it just reminds me of good old-fashioned songwriting. So I just like the song and it's fun. It's the mood that I'm in right now. I'm young and whatever. And it's the feeling that I have. So it's fun. Another song, not necessarily fun, but very good, is Farewell to My Youth by Emily Ricks. Now, I saw this on Instagram, I want to say. She did the voice of Bonnie in Toy Story, I think. I hope I'm not making this up. But no, she is a really good, I don't know, just a really good artist. And this song is relatable, but also she tells, like, her dad died, I guess, when she was younger, and she is really personal at this. And she's like, I never thought that I'd have to say my vows with him 6 feet in the ground. And I always tear up at that part because, oh my gosh, like how, like that is just something I could not imagine. And the fact that she says it in the song is just like, oh my gosh, like, wow, she's really getting in there. And so it's very vulnerable and just really good songwriting. And it's also super catchy. Like, this song is great. And it's not just like, oh, it's sad, and so that's why I like it. Like, it's a really good song. Okay, so the next song that I've been listening to is My Arms by Ledger. So this is actually the drummer of Skillet. And so she has a solo band called Ledger. She released, I think it was an EP, a few years back. And this is a really good song. It actually might just be a single. but she's released an EP and a couple of singles. And I just really enjoy the song. Her vocals are so good, to the point where I thought they were auto-tuned at first when I was like younger. And then I just realized, no, she just has this really like powerful voice. And I just enjoyed the song. It's very comforting. And I don't know, it's a nice song to kind of, like, it's passionate and it's powerful, but it's not, like, it's comforting too. So it's a really nice way to get your feelings out, but also feel comforted and not like, ah, you know, like, not comforted, I guess. I feel like I can't really quite articulate why I really love this song, but I just really do. So it's good. All right. This is funny, but the next song that I've been binging is Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield, I think is her name. Never heard it spoken, but I've only, you know, seen it. And so obviously this is because of Anyone But You, but this song is so great. I added it to my summer playlist. I love it. It's upbeat. It's fun. It's exciting. Also, 1 minute, I'm going to interrupt myself. If you can hear voices or doors or whatever in the background, I'm just recording this and my family is doing stuff. So I'm sorry about that. But no, I love this this song. Like, absolutely love this song. And it's so fun. It's like, no one else can feel it for you. Like, it's such a pump-up song. It's really, really fun. All right, the next song that I've been loving is Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo. So some of her songs, for me, are hit and miss. I kind of feel like I am a little too old for some of her stuff. I can definitely relate, and don't get me wrong. I thought that Sour was the epitome of, like, a teenage heartbreak album. Like, I absolutely loved that album. Like, I thought it was great. I was really, really impressed with it as, like, a whole. But I don't know, I wasn't into Guts very much, and I feel like the more she releases, the less I'm, like, into it, because I'm not really identifying with that anymore. Like, I don't know, I feel like she's writing more currently now than she was before. I don't really know. This is what I think, but I'm not sure. Like, she's a great artist. I'm not trying to knock her at all. I know she faces a lot of hate, and I'm not trying to be one of the haters. I really do appreciate that she is a hard worker and she has her own vibe. But I will say Good For You has always been my favorite. I've always loved the song, and I just really enjoy the vocals. She has good vocals. She has, like, just, it's so sarcastic. And I am a very sarcastic person. And so I really enjoy the sarcasm of the song. And I just enjoy, like, well, good for you. You know, like, fine. Good for you. We're all so happy for you. I'm on the floor crying. You're out living your best life. Like, I just love that angst. And so, yeah. All right, the next song is You're On Your Own Kid by Taylor Swift. I mean, how could you not love this song? How could it not be on my obsessions ever since Midnight's released? I love this song. I loved it before. I mean, yes, I am going to be the, I loved it before this. I'm going to be one of those girls because this is my favorite, like one of my favorite songs ever from Midnight's. And yeah, it's just, it's a great one. It just holds a lot of meaning for me. And it's great. I love it. And I don't know what else to say about it because I could go on forever and I'm going to cut myself off because I don't want to go on forever about Taylor Swift because there are other episodes where I will do that. Okay. The next song is Summertime Sadness by Lana Del Rey. So super catchy. And I love her voice. And it's on my summer playlist again. I am slowly listening to all her music. Sometimes if I like dive into an artist who has like multiple albums, I get overwhelmed. So I'm sticking with like Radio, Summertime Sadness, Young and Beautiful. What are their songs? There's another one that I've been listening. So I think I have like a rotation of four right now. And then I'm going to slowly, obviously like Snow on the Beach. But then I'm going to slowly like get into more of her music because I just don't want to stress myself out being like, I need to listen to all of Lana Del Rey and know all the lyrics by tomorrow. But I really do love Summertime Sadness. Just she has this old Hollywood vibe to her that is just amazing. Like, I really, really like her vibe. And great voice, beautiful vocals, and just like super unique. So anyway. All right, the next song is Coming of Age by Maisie Peters. I love, 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 love this song. I love how it starts off and it's just like, we're going at it. There's no intro. It's literally just like me, like saying stuff. I don't know. It's amazing. And it's just so, it's almost another angsty song because it's like about a coming of age. So it kind of reflects that Olivia Rodrigo sour vibes of just like, I'm, you know, this is my moment, I'm my coming of age, and there's angst, there's love, there's confusion, there's like it's a wild song, it's crazy, and I love it. All right, next song is Ready For It by Taylor Swift. I'm trying not to have this list be dominated by Taylor, but I really have been loving the song. I do think it reminds me of Travis, you know, it's like, knew he was a killer, first time that I saw him, like, I just, it feels like, and plus they played at football games, and I'm just really into Travis and Taylor right now. So I really have been enjoying the song, like throwback-ish, but been really loving it. All right, the next song I've been loving is One Shot by Mabel, but the acoustic session. Don't know who this artist is. I don't know anything about them. I love the song. It was recommended to me by Spotify, and I have it on a playlist now, and I really enjoy it. And it's just, like, I love acoustic sessions. I don't think I've ever listened to the, like, actual studio version of the song, but I really enjoy these acoustic sessions, and it's a good song. It's just, it's nice. It's fun to sing. All right, so the next song that I've been loving, another throwback, Immortals by Fall Out Boy. It's super good. Like, lead singer, is his name Peter, I think? Peter Wentz, is that him? He has a great voice. He has a really good voice. It's, like, very, like, piercing. And I just enjoy his vocals. And I enjoy, like, the sound of it. I don't know, it's a very catchy song. It's a hit. And so you just automatically know, like, what you're doing. You know, I don't know. That was probably not a very good reason for liking the song. But I do, it's catchy. I love it. All right, next song that I've been loving is Shatter Me by Lindsay Sterling featuring Lizzie Hale. I have loved this song for years. I just feel like it, unfortunately, is relatable, but also, like, it just reminds me of, like, my past self, and it's so fun to sing. I remember trying to sing it, and I feel like I kind of can now, but it's not really like my strong suit at all because it's Lizzie Hale. But I love the violin in this. I love the electronic like vibes to it. It's just a really, really well done song. All right. And then the next and last song that I have on this list is Particles, the piano version by Nothing But Thieves. Vocals, love it. I don't even know who this frontman is, but he's got one of the best voices. I really love his voice. I just really enjoy the song. It's very like, I don't know. It's melancholy. It's kind of struggling, whatever, but it's also so beautiful, especially with piano. Like, oh my gosh, if there's a piano version of a song, like, take me there. I love it. But yeah, those are my song recommendations. Super all over the map. Really fun. Loved it. Thank you to whoever submitted it. I'm so sorry. I can't remember. I'm going to look it up. Where are we? I know I can find it. I think it was on Spotify. But this was so fun. Something I would never have thought to do. But I think she said, oh, since you love music, can you do this? And I was like, wait, I do love music and I can do this. This is great. So let me try and find her because I want to thank her. Lucia. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but thank you so much for this song and artist recommendation episode because I had the best time. I hope you all did too, and I hope you very much enjoyed this. If you did, please give the episode in the podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you review podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Podchaser, like anywhere you review podcasts. Please share it with a friend, share the podcast on social media, post it on your Instagram stories and tag me. I love reposting your stuff. And then also if you want to vote every day in the nappies, like to nominate Say Love Me, if you would like to do that, that would be fabulous. Anyway, I love you so much and I will talk to you next week. Bye.